The Catholic Church, wrote G.K. Chesterton, is the one thing that saves a man from the degrading slavery of being a child of his age. That's so true. Whatever the latest fad or fashion, no matter how silly, how transitory, or how malicious, the Roman Catholic Church transcends it, rescuing us from being children of our age, captive to the latest degrading trends and whims. To paraphrase the late William F. Buckley, Jr., the Church stands athwart history yelling, "Stop!" I was reminded of that yet again over Christmas when I heard Pope Benedict's annual message. The Pope referred to same-sex marriage as unnatural. How bold that was. Consider, America's progressives, beaming with confidence in the re-election of Barack Obama, are pushing full throttle for gay marriage. It's all the rage in Hollywood, on campuses, at the New York Times, and at the White House. If you think homosexuality isn't the new normal, well, you're not normal. But stop! Calmly stepping into the fray with no fanfare is the Bishop of Rome. He states, unequivocally and unafraid, that such arrangements destroy the essence of the human creature. A person's gender identity is God-given, says Benedict, and gay marriage is a manipulation of nature, a misguided freedom to create oneself, which stands in denial of the Maker. Such radically different types of unions, notes Benedict, actually harm and help to destabilize marriage, obscuring its specific nature. In response, liberals progressives went ballistic. Gee, what's wrong with the Pope? Doesn't he watch TV? Doesn't he listen to Obama? So-called LGBT activists staged a protest at St. Peter's Square, and a coalition of liberal Catholic groups denounced Benedict as rigid and outmoded. The Huffington Post complained that Benedict had, quote, taken anti-gay marriage to a new level in his annual Christmas address to the Vatican bureaucracy, unquote. In truth, Pope Benedict merely wants to keep marriage at the level it has always been, man and woman. And that is perfectly natural. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.